From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Pentagon says U.S. military forces have conducted airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Libya. Officials say the strikes in the Islamic State stronghold of Sirte came at the request of the U.N.-backed Libyan Government of National Accord. Peter Cook is a spokesman for the Pentagon.
The specific targets will be precision targets. These are targets that the GNA, as we've indicated, has already made progress on the ground, significant progress on the ground against ISIL in the Sirte area, but there are precision targets which they've asked for our assistance with in which they have had more trouble.
U.S. strikes will continue to target Islamic State forces in Sirte in order to enable the government to deny IS a safe haven in Libya. A Russian military helicopter was shot down Monday in northwestern Syria, killing all five people on board. Russia's defense ministry said the helicopter was hit as it returned from delivering humanitarian aid to the city of Aleppo. Turkish forces Monday detained 11 soldiers suspected of attacking a hotel where President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was staying during an attempted coup in mid-July. The captures were made near the resort town of Marmara and followed the detention last week of several other soldiers accused of targeting Mr. Erdogan. U.S. political surveys are showing that Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton remained her edge over Republican Donald Trump after last week's Democratic Party convention. Trump enjoyed a similar bump in polling against Clinton after the Republican convention 2 weeks ago. CBS News said Clinton leads Trump 46% to 39%. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's feud with the parents of a fallen Muslim American soldier continued Monday. Arizona Senator John McCain, a prisoner of war in Vietnam in the 1960s and the losing Republican presidential candidate in 2008, rebuked Trump for disparaging Keyser Khan and his wife Kazala. Their son was killed by a suicide bomber in Iraq in 2004. Khan told VOA that even Republicans are objecting to Trump's remarks.
It really, really has come out that a significant larger number of Republicans are asking him to tone down, change those derogatory remarks about minorities, not only just the Muslim, but other minorities.
The Khans endorsed Trump's Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, and have continued to speak out against Trump in television interviews. A U.S. electronics technician with the Federal Bureau of Investigation has pleaded guilty to acting as an agent of the Chinese government. Kunshan Chun, who was born in China and is a naturalized U.S. citizen, admitted in federal court in New York City Monday to giving sensitive information to China. Chun was released on bail Monday and is scheduled to be sentenced on December 2nd. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control warned pregnant women Monday not to travel to an area in Florida where new cases of the Zika virus have been found. Health officials believe the spread of Zika is limited to a small area. Here is Florida Governor Rick Scott.
As you know, two of those cases were in Broward and the others were in Miami that we announced on Friday. All the additional cases are in that one small square mile geographic area just north of downtown Miami.
Florida officials have discovered 10 more cases of Zika, increasing the total to 14. Governor Scott has asked for federal help in fighting the disease. A Nigerian commission has found that the army killed 348 people from a Shiite sect last December. The commission called for the prosecution of those involved. The judicial inquiry said in its report published Monday that the Nigerian army used excessive force during a three-day raid on the city of Zaria. Authorities in Afghanistan have declared a far eastern border district free of Islamic State militants. They say security forces killed nearly 300 IS militants during a month-long offensive there. The Islamic State group is inciting supporters to mount attacks on Christians. The latest issue of IS's online magazine focuses on the theme of Break the Cross. IS sympathizers recently slit the throat of an 85-year-old French priest as he was celebrating Mass. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.